Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Get full access into the world of women's bodybuilding, women's physique, figure, fitness, and bikini. Here are your hosts, Diana Dahlgren and Christina Voynich.
Welcome back to another episode of Muscle Girls Inc. This is Christina Liberatore here, and I am here with my partner in crime, Diana Dahlgren. What's up, girlfriend?
That's right. You want to know something? For this hour of today, you are my partner in crime. Mike is not your partner in crime right now. It's me.
Do you have anyone in life, like a best friend, like a BFF? I know we talk about our personal life a lot and like relationships and stuff, but when it comes to friends, do you have like one person who is your like, we get in trouble together, she's my right-hand man kind of girl?
Yeah, I do actually. I have two.
Nice. That's even more dangerous.
Right. I have Janelle and Caitlin. And nice. Yeah, Caitlin. Oh my God. In high school, we used to create a lot of ruckus. It was bad, like so bad. And then Janelle's more recently, like the 20s era.
Ah, okay. That's good though.
Yeah, exactly. But it's fun. And BFF for life.
BFFs. Well, you were in, we were just talking a little bit off the air that we have a lot of stuff to cover this week. You know, last week we talked about 2 weeks ago, I'm sorry, I will apologize to everyone. We had to miss last week's show. I was actually in the process of moving, not a big move. So trying to get all of my crap settled was like nuts. Everybody knows I practically move all the time. So we definitely wish we would have been able to do a show, but no way we could have done it. So that's why we are back this week. So 2 weeks ago, we did the, we talked about people that were getting ready for Miami, but I don't think we had the list up yet. And then this last time also, we talked about good gifts for the women in your life, like Christmas gifts for women in your life. So this time we figured we do the opposite and talk about some good gifts for the men in your life. But before that, big, 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 huge show this last weekend, Masters Olympia, also known as the IFBB Miami Pro Show. Man, like this was one of those shows that I think, especially men-wise, it was such a stacked group of men. It was like a freaking amazing show. Were you in Miami, right?
Yeah, I was actually there in Miami, and it was a great show. Like the promoter, her name's Yarka, she really did a great job of doing the show, and it was in South Beach, right where actually I heard that Nationals was at the Fillmore in Miami, the Fillmore Theater.
Okay.
So she had it the same place there, but the thing was, is the host hotel was across the bay in downtown Miami. So that was kind of a little bit of a hassle for everyone, I guess, but she had shuttles going back and forth, which was very nice. But yeah, overall it was a great show, and the guys on quite a show. The guys were like a few of the guys were hilarious.
Oh yeah, like how so? Like were they like they're posing and stuff?
Do you know Jerome, the big he turned pro at the Masters National last year? He's a big black guy.
Oh, Drew Jamont?
Well, I don't call him Jerome.
Jerome. I don't know then.
I have to send you the link to him. Okay, but he was hilarious, girl. He was straight like booty popping on stage. I'm not joking you.
That's awesome. That is so awesome.
There was a bunch of fun stuff. And then, Tony Freeman looked sick. It was awesome. But Dexter, of course, took the overall in the win, and he defended his title.
Well, yeah, I don't think it was like that big of a surprise when, you know, Dexter won. But I got to tell you, I mean, you had, yeah, I think men-wise, it was definitely a one of those shows where you knew Dexter was going to win going in, but you weren't sure about all the other guys. So I always love watching the men's routines, too. Men's routines and fitness routines, they make everything fun. I mean, of course, obviously, we have to like the bikini girls, but I'm definitely partial to watching the men's routine. Maybe that's why I married a pro bodybuilder or something. I don't know.
Yeah, does he booty pop it like Jerome?
No, he doesn't booty pop it.
Why not?
Like Michael usually does like harder rock songs. Like he'll do like Linkin Park or like Alter Bridge or something like that. Because I think if he were to do something like, he always jokes about coming out to like 99 Problems by Jay-Z, right? Like the problem is if he were to come out to a song like that, he would like look so cocky. Even though that's not his personality, like he would just look arrogant and people would get that vibe, and that's not how he is. So, although I think it'd be really funny if he did personally. Yeah. I'll tell him you said that though. I'll tell him that Diana wants you to booty pop it next time on stage. We'll see what he says.
Yeah, he needs to.
That's for at home by ourselves. He booty pops.
Okay, gotcha.
Too much information, you know? All right, so let's run through. I'll just run through really quick fitness figure bikini gals at the Miami show. In fitness, fifth place Fiona Harris, fourth place Diana Monterio, third place Ryle Graber, second place one of your fellow teammates, Whitney Jones, and in first place, Natalie Plains. In figure, we had fifth place Dawn Fernandez, fourth Alicia Archibald, third, Dana Ambrose, second, Kamala Macko, and first place, the ever beautiful, ever improving Candace Lewis, another one of your teammates. I bet you your coach was like super pumped that you guys had some good placings this last weekend. Yeah.
Oh, right. No, well, not only that, on the figure, Dawn Fernandez, who's fifth or fourth?
Yeah, fifth place. Yeah.
That was her pro debut. That's Damien's girl too.
Wow.
Oh, he was pumped.
I was going to say he left with some hardware. That's always nice. Going into bikini, 20 girls in bikini, nice deep class. Fifth place was Ali Venero. Fourth place, Yesaria Robles. Third place, you always say this name better. How do you pronounce her name? Urelis?
Urelis, yeah.
Urelis Gonzalez. Second place, Lacey DeLuca. And first place, India Paulino. I don't think it was any surprise that India was going to win. I think everyone expected that one. And then it was, you know, who's going to round out the top five. So, what was the weather like in Miami? Was it nice there? Because I know, right now my mom's in Florida and there's a ton of like tornadoes and storms and everything. So how was it with you there?
No, it was like 80 degrees. It was beautiful the whole time.
Nice. See,
it was amazing. Like I was wearing shorts and a shirt. It was great.
Oh, that's where I would like to be right now. My mom is there now, but I'm glad it was good weather for you. When did you come home? When did you go back to, Florida?
I just got home last night and then I just went to Miami for fun. I shot with Isaac from Hard Body a little bit. And, it was just a fun trip. I mean, if you guys follow me on Twitter, you see the hot ass outfit I wore on Saturday night.
Uh-oh, I didn't see this one. I'm going to have to go look at it now.
Yeah, girl.
I got to check you out. all right, so we'll just take a quick little break. And when we come back from this break, let's chat about the last week, you know, we talked about the gifts to give to women for Christmas. The women in your life, moms, sisters, girlfriends, wives, whatever. So this time, mistress even, who knows? And then this time we're going to chat about gifts to give to the man in your life, your mistress as well, if you have a man mistress, your pool boy, cabana boy. So hang tight. We'll be back right after the break.
Muscle Girls Inc., the next generation. Quest Bars from Quest Nutrition is Dave Palumbo's favorite protein bar. It's the only bar that's not simply a candy bar in disguise. There's no sugar or sugar alcohols, no soy, and zero trans fat. Quest Bars contain only the highest grade protein from whey and milk protein isolates. Quest Bars are also the lowest carb bar available, only 4 to 5 grams, and they all come from nuts. Quest Bars are also gluten-free. Quest Bars were specifically made for people who are serious about their physiques and who want the highest quality ingredients. Best of all, they taste great. Learn more about Quest Bars by visiting questproteinbar.com and try them out for yourself. Check out questproteinbar.com now. Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at fusionbodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today. P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. P28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now. Highproteinbread.com. P28 bread. RX Muscle approved. Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
All right, welcome back to Muscle Girls Inc. after the break. And now we have Double D and CBL all chatting about gifts to give the men in your life. Now that it is like, you know, countdown to freaking Christmas, yeah? Like 2 weeks.
Right, it's 2 weeks away. I can't believe that. It was my sister's birthday a couple days ago, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to take you out to dinner, girlfriend, because Christmas is coming, and it's just like there's just so many birthdays near Christmas in our family. It's ridiculous. My brother's birthday is on Christmas.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, and I'm actually buying a house right now, and we had like this little family meeting, and I'm like, you know what? I don't think any of us are going to give gifts this year. We're just going to...
The hardest thing is, too, what you were saying about birthdays, that when we are recording this, it's the 12th, so December 12th, and today is actually my mom's birthday, 12-12, and on the 17th is my brother's birthday, so yeah, for Christmas, it's like, no, we either like pick birthday or Christmas kind of thing, so usually I just wait till Christmas. I give everyone their gifts on Christmas. Speaking of gifts, though, let's chat about the tough thing. One tough thing I think a lot of women have is getting gifts for men. Now, we talked last time about gifts to give for women. And there's pretty much, you know, you can always do jewelry. You can always do diamonds. You can always do, like, lingerie. You can do certain books or journals. There's a lot of, like, candles, girly things you can give. But when you're looking to give a gift for a man, that sometimes can be tough. So we kind of went through and tried to find some good gifts. I know I have an article from Esquire. We've got one from Men's Health. Kind of like really good gifts to give to men. So, all right, Diana. So do you have like a go-to fail-proof gift that you give to any guys in your life, like your dad or your brother or anything that you know like, okay, dude, this is not going to fail. I know they'll like it.
You know, I've already gotten them their favorite gift cards, so like their stores. I don't like buying clothes because it's like you don't know if they're gonna like it or not. So usually I just get a gift card. That's the Visa, American Express gift cards. It's fail proof. It really is.
No, that's a good idea. I actually prefer getting those to gifts sometimes. I know we talked last time about, you know, getting gifts. You open up, you're like, ooh, yeah, thanks. Should have given me the cash. I think sometimes I prefer that too. One thing, as I was looking through, you know, some of the articles online with good gift ideas, a lot of times people do, and I think you may still have time to do this now, is to give like either give something customized, like personalized, whether it's personalized stationery for their office, if they're like, you know, a businessman, or get them like a personalized flask. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of guys like that if they're, you know, into alcohol or beer or something like that. If you give them something personalized, that's not cheesy. You know what I mean? Like there's a way to do it where it's not cheesy. You don't want to give them like a personalized like paperweight, but you want to give them like something they could actually use. You know what I mean?
Right. Totally. That's the thing about me is it's like,
if I get a person a gift, I want them to like it. Like how I want to, that's why I tell a lot of people, just don't get me anything, because if I don't like it, like I'm not going to be pumped on it. So I don't want people to waste their money. So that's why I'm always like, what do you, I will ask someone what they want, because I want them to be happy with it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. I'm the exact same way. I would rather have someone tell me, this is what I want, rather than try to guess, because then it just gets irritating.
Right, exactly.
and you're bound to get it wrong. Sorry, like you're bound to get it wrong.
Yeah,
exactly. Was there anything that you found online that you were like, yeah, that's definitely a good idea?
I mean, there are gifts out there that you can buy someone that, yeah, they'll probably be pumped, like a new iPad, like, or a new iPod or something like that. Yeah, like people will be pumped off stuff like that. But it's just like, do I really want to go spend $400 on one gift? No, I don't really have the money for that right now.
You know what's really funny? Well, I know they're coming out with that iPad mini. The problem is some of those, these gifts, I mean, they're expensive. You know what I mean? Like, you want something that's kind of inexpensive, that is, you know, still kind of guy. Do you think men really like gadgets? Because I know there are like a million gadgets out there for like a bar tool sets, for barbecuing, for certain type of knives. Like, do you think the men that you would give gifts for would actually like that, or would they just think that's like a typical, you know, male Christmas gift? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's typical. I usually say when it comes to gifts, like nowadays, if there's not something that they've been constantly talking about, you know, then I'm like, fuck it, gift card time.
What do you usually give your dad? When I was a kid, I used to always give my dad batteries. Like, I'd go to the dollar store when I was, like, you know, really, really young. Not, like, last year or anything.
Right.
But when I was really young, my grandmother would take us, you know, Christmas shopping. And I'd go to the dollar store and buy a couple of things for my mom, like little figurines. And that's when the dollar stores were actually, like, super, super nice. And, like, now, though, it's a little different. But I would always give my dad, like C batteries or AA batteries, because I felt like men always needed batteries as a kid, which is just funny because, you know, now I wish someone would buy me batteries because I never have batteries. So that's what I would always do as a kid to my dad personally.
Right. That's actually pretty good, to be honest.
Yeah.
With you. You could even get some ladies some batteries.
I was going to say, it probably sounds bad when I'm saying that I'm always out of batteries.
You can get me some batteries.
Exactly. Diana, expect a full gift basket coming from me shortly, full of batteries.
Triple A's, please.
Triple A's, not double A's, huh?
No, triples.
Triple A's. Fair enough.
Back to my dad. Okay.
Bad transition.
Let's see. My dad is really into tools. So I could get him some new tools, but I don't know what he needs. So once again, I get him the Sears gift card.
No, it's a good idea. A lot of times when people get married too, people give like Lowe's or Home Depot gift cards. I think that's a great idea because you know that if you're getting married or engaged or wedding shower, that you know that they're going to need things for their home to fix things up, but you don't know what to get them. I think those type of ideas are good. Or even if you did some sort of like small little gift set from a hardware store, but then also added in like you can do like something for $20, like a ratchet set or something, but then also give them the gift card. I think that's a good idea personally.
Right. No, totally. Yeah.
This is the hard thing because I don't buy for men too often. I buy like for my brother. What I do for my brother actually is I get him, he plays Xbox and he does like the internet, you know, the Xbox internet.
Yeah.
And I buy his subscription every month. So it's like 50 or every year. So every Christmas I'll buy him his $50, you know, subscription.
You want to know something? That's actually on our list. Like our list that we have here in front of us for gifts for men. Not the subscription part, but like the Game Boy, like the gaming. There's a ton of like little gaming devices on our list. Like the Game Boy, you know, like the handhelds.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you're not catching on here. Like the Game Boys, like the PS2, like a little handheld one.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I definitely think that the kind of gaming systems are definitely a good idea. It's tough though, if you don't know the guy that well, to know like what his favorite system is. I think what you should do, and if it's someone who's like your boyfriend, for example, or like a fiance, someone who's not necessarily your, you know, husband or your dad, I think if you did some, if you know that they're into gaming, you know, try to snoop around, figure out what their favorite sort of system is, but maybe just put like a game or two in some sort of big like gift basket where you get them like their favorite alcohol, maybe a personalized flask, maybe some video games where you kind of put it all into one.
Right.
You know what I mean? That way it's not like it's just like, here's a couple of video games, because that doesn't seem very personal. But if you put the video games and maybe like if they play Xbox, you also put like their like a new subscription card in there and you throw in like, you know, a few little thingies along with it, or like a favorite movie or something like that. I think that's a good idea for a man, because then it looks like you're not being impersonal, even though there's like 15 impersonal gifts all in one. It still doesn't look like you're being impersonal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. No, that's such a great idea.
I've got this list. I was trying to look at some other things. One good idea is they have like those really nice noise canceling headphones. So if you are with a guy who travels a lot, I think that's a good idea, especially when you know they're going to be on like the airplane a lot and they're going to need, you know, to watch movies or listen to music while they're traveling. I think those are a great idea. Or even if they're at the gym, those are becoming a lot more popular at the gym. Have you seen guys wearing those like big ass headphones at the gym lately?
No, you know, it's a great idea to wear them, you know, whenever, but at the gym, if you're sweating a lot, it's not a good idea, because the ear pads, it's like, they smell so stench.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I've seen.
Oh, girl, let me tell you what, it's disgusting. I had a pair of those and it was like, they were rank within a couple weeks.
Really?
Putting stench out.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
One good thing, and this is what I usually do for Michael, is I try to figure out if there is any sort of TV series that he hasn't seen in a while, he used to like, this and that. You know, I try to gauge maybe a show that he's talked about in the past, and then I go buy him the whole DVD series. Yeah, because, you know, it's something you can kind of watch. And that was one thing on one of the lists that I saw for good Christmas gift ideas was Breaking Bad. Now, I never watched Breaking Bad, but to get them, like, you know, the complete fourth season of, you know, one of their favorite TV shows. Because I personally, to be honest with you, like, some of these other things they have on here is, like a stainless steel, like cocktail shaker for when they make drinks, or like a, what they call an eye grill thermometer, which is you test the temperature of the meat, but it's electronic. So instead of putting like the thermos or the thermostat thing, like our thermometer into the meat, it's like electronic, and it comes with like this cool little keypad or like touch screen. It's stainless steel. And like, as cool as those may be, how often are they really going to remember to use those? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing too. Well, that's a good like gift for Mike, because he does all the barbecuing.
That's true. That's true. And I think if you do that with, let's say it's for your dad, you do something like that with like a really nice grill set that comes with, you know what I mean, like the 4-piece like really nice grill set where it has like the screwdriver handles, it has like the flip sets, the pokers, the, you know what I mean, like the tongs, the spatula things. You can tell I do a lot of barbecuing. I think if you pair something like that, I think that's a good idea. You're right. It's great when you, I always think it's great when you give guys a gift that you actually end up using more than he does.
Oh yeah. Like, you can just have it.
You're like, oh, are you sure? Are you sure? But then again, I think that happens the other way around a lot too. Do you do your Christmas gift purchasing early, or do you do it like totally last second?
Totally, like the last week.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I was just checking.
God, it's bad, I know, but I mean, I guess that's just how we do it.
That's what I do too.
Let's do a couple more gifting ideas, because we already talked about the headphones.
Yes.
We talked about the gaming, because those are all on our list. We talked about the iPad. That's on our list. What about a new cell phone?
I don't know. I think maybe if they've talked about it, but I think that's kind of hard to just like go and buy and wrap up and give to him.
Yeah, it is, because don't you have to do like the whole contract process? Like, it's not like I can just go pick up a new iPhone for $200. Like, you have to go like re-sign the contract, redo everything. It's not like it's like a fun opening up the Christmas gift type deal.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You don't get to just go and grab a cell phone and like, give it to him. Doesn't work right.
Exactly. What about there's it's so funny, because on our list there's a cardigan, and I'm like looking and I'm like, well,
pussy would wear this cardigan.
Ooh, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, okay, so no go on the card. What about
on to the next one.
What about cufflinks?
I think that's a good one. I've given that before as gifts. I think, and honestly, you can get some really nice ones even for really inexpensive. If you go to like TJ Maxx or something, they have Kenneth Cole brand ones, and you can get a guy like 3 or 4 different sets that are really nice and really cool. If they're the type of guy who wears them. If you get a guy cufflinks and they don't wear them, they're literally going to sit in his top drawer for years. So you have to make sure, go look at the guy's dress shirts and make sure he does have shirts that need cufflinks. If I were to give my Michael cufflinks, he would laugh. He would never use them. He doesn't use them. But yeah, I do think cufflinks is a good idea, especially for like your dad. You can even get personalized cufflinks too, which I think are good ideas.
There's a gift on here that I think is pretty good gift. I wouldn't give this gift to my squeeze that I'm dating right now. I'm dating somebody.
Okay.
But it's called the Art of Shaving Kit. I would totally get this for my father and my brother because they shave, but my main squeeze, he doesn't shave. He actually goes to the barber and has the barber do it.
Okay. Now hold on.
It's fucking crazy, but whatever.
Does he have facial hair? And is it like all like lined up?
He has a lot of facial hair.
Oh, okay. Well, then if he has a lot of facial hair and he wants to keep it like nice and smooth, then yeah, I think it going to the barber's okay. I'm okay with that.
No. He goes to the barber and has the barber like totally like, because he looks good with a little bit of scruff. So like he just goes and gets everything trimmed.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. If he didn't have a lot of facial hair and he just had like a little bit here and there and he went to the barber to do it, well, that would be weird. But if he has quite a bit of facial hair and he wants it all nice and not scraggly looking, then I think that's that's okay.
Right.
It's the guys totally who have like peach fuzz and then they go to the barber to do it. I think that's stupid.
Exactly.
But continue. Go right ahead.
So this is the Art of Shaving Kit, which is a good idea. Like it's, you know, it comes with your, the pre-shave oil, shaving cream, aftershave balm, and a shaving brush.
Yeah. Actually the Art of Shaving is actually a store now. I've seen a couple of them over here. So you may have a location near you to check.
I'm gonna have to check that one out.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Bath and Body Works for men, you know, sort of, but they're really, really nice. I knew a guy that one of my old managers, he had managed an Art of Shaving store before. And yeah, it's all like old school shaving stuff. You can get some really nice like shaving kits there. It's not like, you know, you just get your, you know, Gillette razor. I mean, this is really nice stuff where you do it like handmade, you know, shaving cream. It's not just, you know, out of the pump.
It's actually like that one store, what's it called, Lush,
kind of like that. Yeah, exactly, kind of like that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. Yeah, I was looking at some of the other things too on some of these. I don't know how you feel about when they do the club of the month, you know, where you can do like beer of the month or whiskey of the month. There's a lot of, if you just Google like, you know, of the month clubs for men, there's actually a lot of really good ideas with different magazines. I think magazine subscriptions are a good idea too, because, you know, they get them all year long and you're paying what, like maybe $24 for a 2-year subscription or a kind of a more expensive subscription. But right. I think that's a great idea. If you give them a card and then you have, you know, oh, you know, every month you're going to be getting some sort of really cool car magazine every month that they've, you know that they always buy one off at the grocery store, but this way they're getting it all the time. I think that's nice to do for someone personally. I'd never subscribed to magazine.
I've never even thought of that one.
Yeah, we were gonna do that, I think, for Michael's stepdad last year, and I don't know if we didn't end up doing it or we found something else, but I think it's a good idea, you know, because you don't think to buy magazine subscriptions because you think it's kind of a waste of money. You know, how many times are you really gonna look at it? With the internet nowadays, you can look everything up online, but I think still getting stuff in the mail like that is really, really nice in my opinion. So that's,
yeah. Now I personally like to read magazine stuff on like magazines, you know, like when I go through the airport and stuff, like I like sitting down and reading a magazine. It's a really good idea. So
I like that too. Especially when you're traveling, you need something to read.
Right. Totally. I actually like this whole, cologne idea, buying a good cologne that you like, you know, that hopefully he'll like too, but you know, like I like going out to get a cologne that's like really gonna make me want to smell like be next to him all the damn time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, just please spray that everywhere.
We all, anytime Michael and I go get cologne or perfume together, we always have to make sure the other person likes it. Like, if I don't like it, it's like, why would he buy it? Same thing if I try a perfume on. I got, I think it was one of the Gucci perfumes, and I took it home and I sprayed it. I was like, this just doesn't go right with my skin, the smell of my skin. I just smell like an old lady. It wasn't good. So I returned it because I knew he didn't like it. Like, why would I wear something he doesn't like? I think, especially for your significant other, if you tell them, if you just give them perfume or cologne, it's like, oh, here's like a standard gift. Say, listen, you know, I was at the store. I was trying to find one I really liked, and I really, really, really like this one, and I would love, you know, you smelling like this. That way it doesn't just seem like you just grabbed a cologne and ran out the door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I think that's a good one. That's actually a really good idea. I think, too, a lot of times if you can get, like, the smaller fluid size, you know, not the full one where you're going to spend like $85 a piece, but if you get a couple of the smaller ones,
right,
then, you know, you've got a variety. Michael has so many colognes. Oh my God, he has so many, and he changes it up all the time, but I love all of them for different reasons. So this way, if you get him a bunch of smaller ones, then maybe, you know, you guys can decide which one you like in the mix, and then later on he can go buy it himself for the $85, $95,
$150. Totally.
Yeah.
Other things that are on here as well that I are kind of like on the fence, because they're kind of those gifts where you're like kind of want to take him to like go try it on, make sure they get like snowboard boots or skis or snowboard.
Oh, yeah.
Like those are good gifts, like totally. But I would need to take my man with me to like for having to check it all out. But then there's like things if you like hiking and stuff, like a new hiking bag, like a new hiking backpack.
That's a good idea.
Or like a gear blazer, which is basically like your backpack that has sleeping gear in it.
That's a good idea, too, if they're kind of outdoorsy. There's a lot of good stuff you could do with that.
Right.
I'd be afraid I'd get the wrong brand or something because I'm not that well-versed. So maybe...
Exactly.
You'd have to know your man well enough to know that this is the type of stuff he actually likes.
Right. And then there's like the... I've been talking to a lot of guys lately, like not as far as dating, but like just talking general conversation. A lot of guys drink wine, so maybe like a nice pair of wine glasses if he has like his own house.
I agree with that. That's a great idea. If you get a really nice expensive bottle of wine and then a couple wine glasses,
Oh, you know you're about to have a good night after that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not a present for him. That's a present for you.
For the both.
Oh, that was so good. I think we've got a lot of good ideas here. If for the guys that are listening, if there's any, you know, ideas that you have for gifts that, you know, you yourself would like, let us know. And we'll give you guys a little shout out next week. Because I don't know, we may be missing some really good gift ideas that people have gotten in the past or given in the past to men that we may not have even thought about. Please tell us, because we need these suggestions for our own personal lives.
I completely agree.
Well, now comes the very famous part of the show, Diana. What are you doing this week, this weekend?
The show's about to wrap it up. Let's see. This week, I'm going to be hanging out with all my girlfriends. Each night, I have something planned. So, yeah, good. That's my agenda. How about you, darling?
Not doing much. Just getting settled and relaxing and trying to get back in the gym. You know, you guys, I mean, around holiday time and around when you're trying to get, like, settled after a move, the gym, unfortunately, takes a back seat. So, we're putting it back in the front seat this week and getting back in the gym, back in the swing of things, back in the swing of eating and routine. And all that, you know, you just feel better when you're in a solid gym and meal routine. When you kind of feel all over the place, regardless, you're going to feel shitty no matter what, you know?
No, it's totally 100% truth.
For sure. Well, Double D, we will chat next week. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds good.
Alrighty, guys, as always, and sorry, guys, for the show. It's probably cut up into a million pieces by the time our wonderful producer, our new producer, Johnny Styles, put it together. The recording system that we use kept booting us off for some reason, so it sounds kind of choppy in a couple places. Thank you for listening and sticking it out with us. Anyway, we love you for that. It's one of those things. Shit happens, and today it did. So hopefully we'll be better next week.
Keep going with it.
We do. We keep going. As always, shoot us any emails or questions, any topics you want to talk about, any questions you have to bring you on the show. MuscleGirlsInc@rxmuscle.com. Follow us on Twitter @MuscleGirlsInc. Double D, that does it for me and you. Everyone else, we will see you next week.
Muscle Girls Inc. is a presentation of RxMuscle.com.